Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Good morning. This is Send 7. World news in 7 minutes. I'm Juliette Martin, and today is Thursday, the 19th of May, 2022. Starting in Europe today, Finland and Sweden have formally applied to join the NATO alliance. All members of NATO would need to approve their membership. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has said he hopes issues raised by Turkey can be resolved.
And I warmly welcome the requests by Finland and Sweden to join NATO. You are our closest partners, and your membership in NATO would increase our shared security. The applications you have made today are an historic step. Allies will now consider the next steps on their path to NATO. The security interests of all allies have to be taken into account, and we are determined to work through all issues and reach rapid conclusions.
In Ukraine, Human Rights Watch says that it has recorded more apparent war crimes by Russian troops, including executions and torture. Human Rights Watch has asked for the alleged crimes to be impartially investigated. Russia has denied targeting civilians or committing war crimes. A Russian soldier has pleaded guilty to killing an unarmed civilian in Kyiv. This was the court's first war crimes trial against a Russian soldier involved in the invasion of Ukraine in February. If convicted, the man may receive up to life in prison. Russia has expelled a total of 85 French, Spanish, and Italian embassy staff after Russian diplomats were expelled from those countries. Russia says that 959 Ukrainian fighters have surrendered from a steelworks in Mariupol after the siege ended. The leader of the separatist Donetsk region, Denis Pushilin, has said that a court will decide what will happen to the fighters. Ukraine and Russia have each blamed the other for the lack of progress in peace talks. The last negotiations took place on the 29th of March, according to reports. The United Kingdom is planning new legislation on trade with Northern Ireland to ease the movement of goods and apply British tax laws in Northern Ireland. The European Union has said the action is not acceptable. Asia. In Afghanistan, the Taliban have mediated a temporary ceasefire between Pakistan and a militant Taliban group in Pakistan. The ceasefire will last until the 30th of May. The Philippines President-elect Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has said that the Philippines' ties with China will, quote, shift to a higher gear when he takes power. Marcos says he held very substantial talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping yesterday. the Americas. United States National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke to Chinese diplomat Yang Jiechi yesterday. They spoke about regional security issues, non-proliferation, and the war in Ukraine, according to the United States. In Mexico, the state of Guerrero has become the ninth state to allow abortion. The previous punishment for abortion was 1 to 3 years in jail. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro will sue a Supreme Court justice for abuse of authority, according to Reuters. Bolsonaro will stand for re-election as president in October. Africa. In Burkina Faso, no more survivors have been found inside a mine chamber which flooded last month. The mine flooded due to unexpected heavy rain. 8 miners are still missing. Mozambique has declared a polio outbreak. Polio has been detected in the country for the first time in almost 30 years. And in Kenya, a 16-year-old boy aiming to become the youngest person to fly solo around the world has landed in the capital, Nairobi. British-Belgian Mac Rutherford started in Bulgaria in March and reached Kenya yesterday. He will visit 4 more countries in Africa and the Indian Ocean, and then travel to the Middle East, Asia, and North America before returning to Europe. That's your world news in 7 minutes. If you enjoy this podcast, you can become a supporter at send7.org/support. Supporters can also read the transcript of every episode. I'm Juliette Martin. Tomorrow you will be with Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a lovely day.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.